boom. You can order it right there. Just follow the links to my friend's place. You'll be able to order the CD online right now. We'll officially have it on the 15th, but you can go and you can order that thing online officially today. And it's as easy as can be. Keep in mind, if you're ordering via mail, it's $23.50. That's that little thing called, you know, postage and handling. Can't do nothing about it. Just the way that it is. If you'd like to avoid the postage and handling charge, you can come out and see us on Saturday. It is $23.50 online. God, all of a sudden I'm starving. Like I got some blood sugar need. Would you go get me a chicken sandwich? Or was it looking at Sorrentino? He walked in here looking like death warmed over. You all right, Tony? By the way, as I was driving home last night, I called my wife. I always call Maria as I'm driving home to say, hey, I'm on my way, baby. You know, whatever, get ready. Get ready for whatever it is that we're going to be doing. Get ready. Here comes daddy, you know. And she says, well, we bought a Christmas tree tonight. I said, great. She says, but it's not here. I said, well, what happened? She said, I got it, and they said they were supposed to deliver it by 8 o'clock, and they didn't. So I said, where's the lot? She told me where the lot was. So at 11:30 last night, I pull into this lot where these kind of, I don't know, these guys that like live inside of trucks or something, they live in tents. A nomadic Christmas tree tribe was there at 11:30 at night. And I said, hi, my wife bought a tree. And they're,
well, yeah, what's the name, sir? We'll try to find it here. I've got an awful lot of stuff.
Well, the name is Henry, and I gave the address.
Oh, yeah, I got it right here. What do you want us to do?
Could you bring it to my house right now? You know, I'll. You can follow me. So anyway, make a long story short, they were very nice.
And now, here's Phil.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Charles M. Schulz, the creator of the popular Peanuts comic strip, announced on Tuesday he would retire on January 4th, the year 2000, after almost 50 years of drawing the cartoon, in order to concentrate on treating his newly diagnosed case of colon cancer. Charles M. Schulz, the creator of the popular Peanuts comic strip, announced on Tuesday he would retire on January 4th, 2000, after almost 50 years of drawing the cartoon, in order to concentrate on treating his newly diagnosed case of colon cancer. Charles M. Schulz, the creator of the popular Peanuts comic strip, announced on Tuesday he would retire on January 4th, 2000, after almost 50 years of drawing the cartoon, in order to concentrate on treating his newly diagnosed case of colon cancer. Charles M. Schulz, the creator of the popular Peanuts comic strip, announced on Tuesday he would retire on January 4th, the year 2000, after almost 50 years of drawing the cartoon, in order to concentrate on treating his newly diagnosed case of colon cancer. Charles M. Schulz, the creator of the popular Peanuts comic strip, announced on Tuesday he would retire on January 4th, 2000, after almost 50 years of drawing the cartoon, in order to concentrate on treating his newly diagnosed case of colon cancer. Charles M. Schulz, the creator of the popular Peanuts comic strip, announced on Tuesday he would retire on January 4th, 2000, after almost 50 years of drawing the cartoon, in order to concentrate on treating his newly diagnosed case of colon cancer. Charles M. Schulz, the creator of the popular Peanuts comic strip, announced on Tuesday he would retire on January 4th, 2000, after almost 50 years of drawing the cartoon, in order to concentrate on treating his newly diagnosed case of colon cancer. Charles M. Schulz, the creator of the popular Peanuts comic strip, announced on Tuesday he would retire on January 4th, 2000, after almost 50 years of drawing the cartoon, in order to concentrate on treating his newly diagnosed case of colon cancer. Charles M. Schulz, the creator of the popular Peanuts comic strip, announced on Tuesday he would retire on January 4th, 2000, after almost 50 years of drawing the cartoon, in order to concentrate on treating his newly diagnosed case of colon cancer. Charles M. Schulz, the creator of the popular Peanuts comic strip, announced on Tuesday he would retire on January 4th, 2000, after almost 50 years of drawing the cartoon, in order to concentrate on treating his newly diagnosed case of colon cancer. Charles M. Schulz, the creator of the popular Peanuts comic strip, announced on Tuesday he would retire on January 4th, 2000, after almost 50 years of drawing the cartoon, in order to concentrate on treating his newly diagnosed case of colon cancer. Charles M. Schulz, the creator of the popular Peanuts comic strip, announced on Tuesday he would retire on January 4th, 2000, after almost 50 years of drawing the cartoon, in order to concentrate on treating his newly diagnosed case of colon cancer. Hey, Charles M. Schulz, the creator of the popular Peanuts comic strip, announced on Tuesday he would retire on January 4th, 2000, after almost 50 years of drawing the cartoon, in order to concentrate on treating his newly diagnosed case of colon cancer. Charles M. Schulz, the creator of the popular Peanuts comic strip, announced on Tuesday he would retire on January 4th, 2000, after almost 50 years of drawing the cartoon, in order to concentrate on treating his newly diagnosed case of colon cancer. Charles M. Schulz, the creator of the popular Peanuts comic strip, announced on Tuesday he'd retire on January 4th, 2000, after almost 50 years of drawing the cartoon, in order to concentrate on treating his newly diagnosed case of colon cancer. Charles M. Schulz, the creator of the popular Peanuts comic strip, announced on Tuesday he would retire on January 4th, 2000, after almost 50 years of drawing the cartoon, in order to concentrate on treating his newly diagnosed case of colon cancer. Charles M. Schulz, the creator of the popular Peanuts comic strip, announced on Tuesday he would retire on January 4th, 2000, after almost 50 years of drawing the cartoon, in order to concentrate on treating his newly diagnosed case of colon cancer. Charles M. Schulz, the creator of the popular Peanuts comic strip, announced on Tuesday he would retire on January 4th, 2000, after almost 50 years of drawing the cartoon, in order to concentrate on treating his newly diagnosed case of colon cancer. Charles M. Schulz, the creator of the popular Peanuts comic strip, announced on Tuesday he would retire on January 4th, 2000, after almost 50 years of drawing the cartoon, in order to concentrate on treating his newly diagnosed case of colon cancer. Charles M. Schulz, the creator of the popular Peanuts comic strip, announced on Tuesday he would retire on January 4th, 2000, after almost 50 years of drawing the cartoon, in order to concentrate on treating his newly diagnosed case of colon cancer. Charles M. Schulz, the creator of the popular Peanuts comic strip, announced on Tuesday he would retire on January 4th, 2000, after almost 50 years of drawing the cartoon, in order to concentrate on treating his newly diagnosed case of colon cancer. Charles M. Schulz, the creator of the popular Peanuts comic strip, announced on Tuesday he would retire on January 4th, 2000, after almost 50 years of drawing the cartoon, in order to concentrate on treating his newly diagnosed case of colon cancer. Charles M. Schulz, the creator of the popular Peanuts comic strip, announced on Tuesday he would retire on January 4th, the year 2000, after almost 50 years of drawing the cartoon, in order to concentrate on treating his newly diagnosed case of colon cancer. Charles M. Schulz, the creator of the popular Peanuts comic strip, announced on Tuesday he would retire on January 4th, 2000, after almost 50 years of drawing the cartoon, in order to concentrate on treating his newly diagnosed case of colon cancer. Charles M. Schulz, the creator of the popular Peanuts comic strip, announced on Tuesday he would retire on January 4th, 2000, after almost 50 years of drawing the cartoon, in order to concentrate on treating his newly diagnosed case of colon cancer. Charles M. Schulz, the creator of the popular Peanuts comic strip, announced on Tuesday he would retire on January 4th, 2000, after almost 50 years of drawing the cartoon, in order to concentrate on treating his newly diagnosed case of colon cancer. Charles M. Schulz, the creator of the popular Peanuts comic strip, announced on Tuesday he would retire on January 4th, 2000, after almost 50 years of drawing the cartoon, in order to concentrate on treating his newly diagnosed case of colon cancer. Which one?
I like the last two. Try those last two again.
Okay, that
Charles, the way you separate.
Charles M. Schulz, the creator of the popular Peanuts comic strip, announced on Tuesday he would retire on January 4th, 2000, after almost 50 years of drawing the cartoon.
Yeah, okay, now.
In order to concentrate on treating his newly diagnosed case of colon cancer.
That's it. That's the one. Tell Mike to give that to news.
All right, good.
Go ahead.
Phil Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. Show 1-800-449-8686. David G. Hall is the vice president of syndication for the Phil Henry Show and is a man that we have had on the program. One of the things we do, and I guess we're not, I guess this makes us maybe like some shows, different from others, we do bring a lot of the behind the scenes to our program. And everybody, a lot of people do that. I'm not saying that is necessarily original, but we do try to bring some of the planning and the preparation and the concept and philosophy of the show out front. This is particularly difficult for me because we are retooling our show. And we're retooling the show because, quite frankly, much of what we're doing on the air is failing. And it's hard for me to say. I do take some solace in the fact that rarely will you hear anybody, television or radio, come right out and say that. And there are a lot of radio shows and a lot of TV shows that are not doing well. I want to bring Mr. Hall on right now. David, thank you very much. And those are tough words to say.
Phil, I appreciate immensely what you go through each night. And I appreciate immensely the courage that it takes to say we need to make a change with the show. Your show has been on the air nationally for the last 2.5 months, and it can be stronger, let me put it that way.
Well, let's concentrate on the positives, the things that we are going to do.
All right. The things that we are going to do is we want to introduce a concept to your audience. And the concept is the Phil Henry Comedy Players. Rather than do the kind of talk show that sort of meanders with calls from the audience, which taking phone calls from listeners is not, in my opinion, the most interesting thing to do. I think it can really hurt a show. What I thought would be great is if you did some presentational comedy.
And now, we talked about this. When you say the Phil Henry Comedy Players, You mean
we want to do something like Monty Python with your show, and I would like to inform your audience of what you and I talked about this afternoon, if I could.
Go ahead.
Phil and I talked about me coming on the show as part of his stable of actors, meaning Phil Henry and David G. Hall, and we would be the Phil Henry Comedy Players. So it would no longer be the Phil Henry Show.
It would be the Phil Henry Comedy Players, right? And we would do different comedy bits, is that it?
We'd do classic comedy bits, great comedy bits that never grow old, that never grow stale. And that, Phil, I really, really feel strong.
Okay, can I just bring to the audience what my reservations were?
I wish that you wouldn't, because I don't want to go back over the ground that I covered with you this afternoon, only to have you bring it up on the air.
But I had certain reservations about this.
Yeah, and we don't need to hear those now, because you just said you want to move forward. Okay? So we are changing the focus of the Phil Henry Show away from the Phil Henry Show. It is now the Phil Henry Comedy Players, starring Phil Henry and myself, David Hall. Are you on board for this?
Well, I'm on board for it, but you know that I had serious misgivings about this afternoon when we talked about it.
Why are you doing this now on the air? You had serious misgivings.
I'm doing it now on the air because I want the audience to know.
You want the audience to know. You want to distance yourself from this right away. And what I'm saying to you is, Phil, have some courage. Try something new. This, you know what we're doing here. We're having this conversation in front of a lot of people are listening to your show right now.
I understand that, and I didn't want to do it on the air because you know that I had these misgivings.
You had misgivings this afternoon. Don't have them now on the air because you're embarrassing yourself. Okay.
I don't want to do that, David. I'm just I.
Why are you doing this?
All right, I apologize. Let's go ahead and do the... I guess I just feel bad that so much of what we do on the show doesn't work.
A lot of what you do on the show doesn't work. What we're trying to do is make your show stronger, Phil. And so, is Tony Sorrentino there?
Tony's here.
All right. Tony, cue the music when I tell you to cue the music, and we'll introduce the Phil Henry Comedy Players. Now, I know you already played it, but we'll play it again, right?
Yeah. Okay, I'll cue Tony.
What is your problem?
I feel...
Professional are you that you agree to something this afternoon and now you're getting cold feet?
I'm sorry. You're absolutely right, David, and I apologize. Let's go forward with it. This is the Phil Henry Comedy Players. We're going to do classic comedy bits from here on out. We will be presenting each night some of the great comedy bits of all time as performed by the Phil Henry Comedy Players.
All right, cue Tony.
Go ahead, Tony.
Hi, everybody. This is David G. Hall, Vice President of Programming for the Phil Henry Show. And welcome to the Phil Henry Comedy Players. Tonight, we are going to be doing some classic bits from some of the great comedy troupes of all time. Right, Phil?
Right you are, David. This evening, we'll be featuring some classic Monty Python bits. We'll also do classic bits from Saturday Night Live. And we will also have the classic Abbott and Costello, Who's On First?
That's right, everybody. So stick around for 3 hours of fun. The Phil Henry Comedy Players are on the air. Well, Phil, what's going to be our first bit tonight, Phil? Henry.
I'm sorry. Our first bit tonight will be Monty Python's The Pet Shop.
A classic, classic comedy bit as done by the Phil Henry Comedy Players. Okay, you're supposed to come in.
Okay. Ding, 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 ding.
Yes, sir. May I help you?
Yeah, you sold me this parrot earlier today.
I certainly did. I sold you that parrot.
Well,
is there something wrong with it?
Yeah, it's dead.
No, it isn't.
Well, yes, it is. You can see that it's dead. It's sitting here in the cage. It's dead.
No, it's not. He's sleeping.
He's not sleeping. He's dead.
Oh, what makes you think he's dead?
Because I checked out the parrot, and he's nailed to the perch.
No, he's not nailed to the perch. He's resting.
No, he's not resting. He's dead. He's dead. He's a deceased parrot. He's dead.
No, he isn't. He's just resting. A classic Monty Python bit, The Pet Shop, here with the Phil Henry Comedy Players. Go.
Right you are, David. The Phil Henry Show Comedy Players, a classic comedy bit. The Pet Shop bit from Monty Python.
Stay tuned, everybody. We're going to have a great bit from Saturday Night Live. You all remember it. Bass-O-Matic. And we'll have another Monty Python bit, The Bureau of Arguments. Right, Phil? Henry, you better get on board.
Yes, right you are, David. And we'll also have Abbott and Costello's Who's On First as performed by the Phil Henry Show Comedy Players.
So stay tuned for the Phil Henry Show. Stay tuned for the Phil Henry Show Comedy Players coming up.
On the Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Coming up. Something's coming up.
Bonjour et merci de voler des lignes rien de Phil Hendry. Nous contrôlerons d'une altitude de 30 000 pieds. D'ailleurs, Jerry Lewis. Ce soir, le vol comportera Poodle. Je devrais mentionner Dubis American. Et maintenant, voici Phil.
Hi, everybody. This is David G. Hall, Vice President of Programming for the Phil Hendry Show, welcoming you to Phil Hendry's Comedy Players. Turn up the music. Welcome to Phil Hendry's Comedy Players. Phil, tell them what's coming up next.
Coming up next tonight on our show is we do classic comedy bits from the past, Saturday Night Live's Bass-O-Matic. And another Monty Python bit, David.
That's right, Phil. We'll be doing the Bureau of Arguments, and then Abbott and Costello's Who's On First. You know, Phil, you talked to me earlier about why we're doing this, because we feel that we can maximize the potential out there for people to tune away from television and to listen to your show instead. And what do people want when they watch TV at night in America? They want a little thing called sitcoms, situation comedies. Well, by doing some of the classic comedy bits from the past, we're going to be giving them those situation comedy classic bits. Excuse me. One of the things we'd like to do is present these comedy bits, because a lot of these are comedy bits that not only young people remember, but a lot of the old people, a lot of these really old people that we've got listening to the radio, they're going to love stuff like Abbott and Costello, stuff like Burns and Allen, things like that. Right, Phil?
I didn't know we were going to be doing any...
Right, Phil?
Yes, Burns and Allen and Abbott and Costello, to name just a few.
All right, Phil, what's next?
Coming up now on Phil Hendry's Comedy Players, the classic Saturday Night Live bit, Bass-O-Matic, as done by David Hall.
How many times has this happened to you? You have a bass. Well, introducing now the new Bass-O-Matic. You just take a bass and you put it into the blender, and the next thing you know, you have delicious liquid bass. It's tasty and it's good for you. It's a great, great thing. Where's the sound effects?
Hold on for a minute.
Hurry up.
I got it.
All right. The new... You take... All right, let me start all over again. How many times has this happened to you? You have a bass, and you don't know what to do with it. Introducing the new Bass-O-Matic. Just put it right inside the blender, and you have delicious liquid bass. Great for people that are on the go, who enjoy the great taste of bass, but don't have a skillet or a frying pan in which to fry it. New Bass-O-Matic. Just drop the bass in, and start up the gun. And then you pour it into a glass and drink. Bass-O-Matic. Bass-O-Matic. Cue the music.
Can't go. Just another classic comedy bit from Phil Hendry's Comedy Players, Bass-O-Matic.
Yes, classic comedy all the time on the Phil Hendry Show. Well, where have we been, Phil, and where are we going?
Well, David, we did Monty Python's The Pet Shop bit and Saturday Night Live's Bass-O-Matic. Coming up now, a classic comedy bit, Bureau of Arguments.
This is from Monty Python, too. Hi.
Hi there. Is this the Bureau of Arguments?
No, it isn't.
Well, it says the Bureau of Arguments right there on the door.
Well, no, it's not.
It's no. Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't. It's not the Bureau of Arguments.
Yes, it is.
The Bureau of Arguments bit from Monty Python.
Can I ask a question, please?
What? What do you want?
Can I ask a question?
Jesus.
Can I please ask a question?
What do you want?
I don't...
What do you want?
I'm just wondering if we're not doing, if we're doing these bits right. That's all I'm asking.
Yes, but Phil, I'm committing to them 100%. Are you?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well then we're doing the bits right. What seems to be the problem?
It just seems to me that the Bureau of Arguments bit that we just did was longer or something. I don't know.
That is verbatim off of their comedy album. Why are you doing this to me? I'm trying to help your show, and you're doing this to me. God damn you. You know you're embarrassing me.
Okay, let's just keep going.
No, no, you're embarrassing me. I told you that this was going to help your show. Now you're making me lose my temper.
Let's just keep going, please, David, okay?
Now you're making me lose my temper.
Let's keep going, David. Come on.
Damn you. God damn you.
Come on, we'll keep going. The Phil Hendry Show Comedy Players. Now, this is going to be great. This is going to be great. David. David, come on. Come on, man.
And now it's time for a classic bit from Abbott and Costello. It's called Who's On First? Hey, Phil.
Yeah, David?
You know, I have a baseball team.
Oh, yeah?
Right. I got four ball players that are going to be, you know, getting paid on Saturday.
Oh, yeah?
Right.
What are their names?
I don't know who's on first, whatever's on second. I don't care, play shortstop, and shove it all the way up your ass, plays third base.
Uh-huh. Well, who plays first?
I don't care.
Well, why don't you care?
I do care.
Well, who plays first?
I don't care.
Who plays third base?
Shove it all the way up your ass.
Well, why would you say something like that to me?
Because that's the guy who's on third base.
What about shortstop?
I don't care.
Well, why not? You're the owner of the team.
I just don't, I don't care.
What about second base?
Whatever.
Wow. That's pretty...
Ask me who's on third base again.
Who plays third base?
Shove it all the way up your ass.
Okay.
The classic Abbott and Costello bit, Who's On First?
Jesus.
Go ahead, do it.
This is the Phil Hendry Comedy Players.
Hey, Phil.
Yeah?
Did you notice my ad-libbing?
What do you mean you're ad-libbing?
I ad-libbed a few things. That's what you got to do when you're doing it. Yeah, hello?
Yeah. I'm right here, the Phil Hendry Comedy Players.
Now that's comedy.
Hi, welcome to the Phil Hendry Comedy Players. You're on the air.
Yeah, good evening.
Good evening, sir.
I've been listening to about a week now. You're delusional.
What?
Pass on this one, especially with that guy, David Hall. He got no sense of time or comedy whatsoever.
Wait. Where are you calling from?
Calling from Alpine.
Alpine, Texas?
No, Alpine, California.
Well, where's that?
That's in the mountains east of San Diego.
Oh, wait a minute. Are you trying to tell me that's some kind of a show business hotbed down there?
I don't know, but I know comedy, and you ain't it.
What do you mean you know comedy? How many comedy clubs they got in Alpine?
Actually, none, but I spend most of my time in comedy clubs up in L.A. But,
what are you doing up in L.A.? What are you doing? Are you a performer?
No, actually, I'm not. I'm an investor, but that ain't the point. The point is,
you're an investor.
This don't work.
Well, what do you mean it doesn't work? Let me just point something out to you. Let me point something out. Monty Python, you know who that is?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Were they funny?
Oh, yes.
Okay. The Pet Shop bit. Is one of the...
David, I think what the guy's trying to say is...
Would you be quiet for a minute?
The bits don't stink.
The Pet Shop bit is one of the classics.
What the guy's trying to say is that the way we did them wasn't good.
Well,
is anybody talking... No, wait. Was anybody talking to you?
I'm just trying to help the guy.
Yeah, but was anybody talking to you?
Hey, you completely mangled who's on first. I mean, you don't add, if you're going to do classic comedy, you don't ad-lib.
I ad-libbed a little bit.
You mangled it.
How did I mangle
the truth?
I ad-libbed it to bring it up to contemporary times.
I got to give you proper respect for getting Mr. Henry syndicated. And tell you the truth, it must have been quite a miracle. But the fact is, you should stay off the air and stay behind the desk.
I beg your pardon?
Stay off the air and stay behind the desk.
What do you know about any of these bits we're talking about? Bureau of Arguments.
Real simple.
Bassomatic.
I'm the audience.
Abbott and Costello, who's on first?
Oh, love it. Seen it many times.
The great bit.
But you didn't do it right. And you sure as hell
really?
Didn't have any kind of delivery.
And what is what do you mean who didn't do it right? How are you supposed to do it right?
First of all, you ad-lib.
I'm not talking to you.
You didn't get the names of the players right? You didn't get the timing right?
What's the names of the players?
Let's see. Who's on first? You have, I don't know, what, and actually I can't tell you the last two, but the fact is I know shove it up way up your ass ain't the fourth player.
That was the ad-lib.
That sucked. And frankly,
third base, you said shove it up your ass, it was third base. Abbott and Costello would never do material like that.
I'm not interested in whether they do it or not. This is contemporary times.
It don't work, man. If you're going to do classic comedy bits, you better stick to the script. It better
cue the music.
Know how to deliver it.
Cue the music. Get rid of this guy.
And where's the AMPM stuff?
Go.
This is the Phil Henry Comedy Players. More classic comedy coming right up. I don't think you should have ad-libbed.
I'm not interested in what you think I should have ad-libbed. Go.
We don't have any more classic comedy to do.
All right, we'll take a phone call.
Bessemer City on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah, man, this is lame. They can't be doing that 1940 stuff. I'm
what?
Sorry. It's 1940 stuff, man. You can't be
what
doing
do you mean
that.
Like Monty Python?
Monty Python, yeah. It's funny when Monty Python does
that. Was 1970, not 1940.
The only reason they're doing it now is because you're the vice president. If you weren't vice president, they wouldn't be doing it. They'd be sticking to what the listeners want to hear.
I'm vice president of syndication.
Well, you know, you have a hand in what goes on there, or you wouldn't be on the show. Like he said earlier this afternoon,
What about Abbott and Costello? Who's on first?
Well, who's on first is, I don't know, is on third.
Right.
Yeah, like the first caller said, if you're going to do it, you got to do it right. But that's not what his listeners want to hear, you know? We want to hear him talk about stuff.
Shove it all the way up your asses on third base. Go ahead, ask me.
No, he's in there with Phil Henry.
I don't know. Whatever, I don't care. And ask me who's on third base.
I don't know who's on third. I don't care.
Just ask me who's
Phil,
on third.
Phil, brother, this ain't happening.
Ask me who's on third base.
You need to go back to your
ask
own format.
Ask me who's on third base.
Then Grandpa
ask me
Paget.
Who's on third base.
Thank you for
come
his
on.
Ideas, but...
Come on, you jackass. Ask
on.
Me who's... Oh, God. You guys.
Okay, look, I got to take a break.
I hate all of you. Play the music.
Phil Henry Show.
1-800... No, it's not.
Phil Henry Comedy Players, 1-800-449-8686. Welcome back to the Phil Henry Show Classic Comedy Players. I'm Phil Henry.
And I'm David Hall, Vice President of Programming for the Phil Henry Show. Each and every night, we present classic comedy, the great bits from the great comedy troupes, Abbott and Costello, Monty Python, Saturday Night Live, and Abbott and Costello. What?
Well, we've had a lot of people calling in, and they are unanimous in their distaste for what we're doing.
I don't care. And why are you caring about it?
Because, to be honest with you, I don't know that we're doing these as well as we should.
Well, Phil, we're doing classic comedy. For you to second-guess yourself on the air right now,
You know, all you do is you point the audience up to the fact that you don't believe in what you're doing.
And I have to tell you something else. We've had people calling and saying that every time you're on with me, it is a major, major tune-out.
There you go, listening to people that call. People that call radio stations are so infinitesimally small percentage-wise, they're not even worth listening to. And yet you listen to them.
They seem to be pretty unanimous.
People that call radio stations mean nothing. You understand that? They mean absolutely nothing in the overall scheme of things. The real test, Phil, is when that rating comes out. When we get those ratings and you're through the roof with the new Phil Henry Comedy Players format, you'll thank me. But as long as you're going to be listening to people that are calling in...
Well, they're saying things like every time you're on, they hate you, you're a tune-out. They say that we're mangling these bits.
They don't know, okay? They're calling, they're a bunch of wannabes. Look, anybody that calls a talk show, number one's a wannabe. They want to be a talk show host. They want to be on the air. Those dumbasses don't know. Okay, let's get to another classic comedy bit. Go, play the music.
I don't particularly think this is...
Will you just do it?
I just don't think this is a comedy bit.
Just do it.
And now, another classic comedy bit. Another classic comedy bit from the Phil Henry Show. This from Full Metal Jacket.
Okay, I'm Gunnery Sergeant Hardaway. Which one of you dumbasses knows who shot Kennedy? None of you dumbasses knows. You there.
Yes, sir. His name was Oswald, and he shot Kennedy from the Texas Suppository Building.
The Texas Suppository Building. There's a classic bit from Full Metal Jacket. Now more classic comedy from Full Metal Jacket.
Oh, man.
What's your name, son?
Private Snowball, sir.
How tall are you?
5'1".
I didn't know they stack crap that high. Are you a faggot?
No, sir.
Oh, crap. I bet you could suck a golf ball through a garden hose. Did your parents have any kids that lived?
Yes, sir.
And another classic comedy bit from Full Metal Jacket. Play the music.
Yes, more classic comedy from Full Metal Jacket.
Vietnam era jokes. Oh, come on, Pyle. Get over that obstacle.
I can't, sir. I can't get over the obstacle.
God damn it, Pyle. You climb obstacles the way old people screw. Get over that obstacle, Pyle.
I can't do it, sir. I can't get over the obstacle.
Yeah, you can't get over the obstacle. I'll bet your ass looks like about 150 pounds of chewed bubble gum.
I can't do it, sir.
Yeah, there's some classic comedy from Full Metal Jacket. Go ahead, keep going.
Well, this isn't comedy.
Keep going.
Okay.
Holy jeez, what's that in your footlocker?
A jelly donut.
A jelly donut. Are you allowed to have a jelly donut, Pyle?
No, sir.
Is chow allowed in the barracks, Pyle?
No, sir, it isn't.
You are a disgusting fat body, aren't you, Pyle?
Yes, sir, I am.
Get down and give me 20.
Oh, come on, man, David, this is a...
Just keep going.
This sucks. Turn it off. I'm not doing any more of this, okay? This absolutely sucks. Classic comedy from Full Metal Jacket. I'm doing, what was this, Abbott and Costello, who's on first? Monty Python. Saturday Night Live.
Kubrick was a comedy genius, Phil.
Whether he was or not, renaming the show the Phil Henry Comedy Players and doing bits from his movies. Do you realize that when Stanley Kubrick made the movie Full Metal Jacket, he didn't intend it to be funny? You realize that, don't you?
So what? It was funny anyway.
You realize that by laughing at Full Metal Jacket, you're laughing at the memory of Stanley Kubrick?
Whatever. Made me laugh my ass off. I puked so hard, I laughed so hard, I puked so hard, I laughed. I mean, I laughed so hard, I puked.
Okay,
So, in other words, you want to kill the whole idea of the Comedy Players, because why? Because you're an asshole? Because why? Why? Because I finally came up with a good idea for your show, which sucks? Why?
Because if we're going to do classic comedy, we got to do it right.
We were doing it right until you chickened out. I want to talk to you after the show.
Great, I'll talk to you after the show. Doing who's on first with making the third baseman's name shove it all the way up your ass is not my idea of paying homage to Abbott and Costello, okay?
It was brilliant until you refused to get into it.
Yeah, that's it, man. I didn't commit 100%.
You suck, and your show sucks.
Who's on third base?
Shove it all the way up.
Yeah, I got it.